Blog Talk Radio.
Did you miss me? Well, not sure if anybody did, but then again, who cares? I'm back anyway. What's up, everybody? This is the Smarks List. I am your host, Chris S. Fleming, a.k.a. Who am I? A.k.a. you probably don't want to know. But then again, maybe you do want to know. Or then again, I don't care if you want to know or if you don't want to know, because I'm going to do this show anyway simply because I can. So let's get down to business. How's everybody doing this evening? I hope you guys had a great Halloween, even though it was a few weeks ago. I'm sorry I haven't been up here these past few weeks. Been having some difficulties, and, you know, it's nice to have a little time off, you know, to get some personal issues done. But my boy, Archerell, got the thing going again. And I do remember a few weeks ago promising you guys that I was going to have a special guest. And I know it's past Halloween. But then again, this is the Smarts List. This is my show, and I can do whatever I want. So before we get to the stupidest things that the internet wrestling community says, I want to introduce you guys to a good friend of mine. He kills vampires for a living. And just like me, he also cannot stand the internet wrestling community. Ladies and gentlemen, he is half man. He's half vampire. He is the Daywalker. He has all their strengths, none of their weaknesses. He is Blade. And I will let him take over for the next few minutes. Hey, this is Blade. What's going on? Now, one thing that I cannot stand is a know-it-all. And internet smart marks, they symbolize know-it-alls. And let me tell you why. Simply because this. Internet smart marks think they know everything about the wrestling business when truthfully, they don't know anything. That is the most craziest thing ever. That is the biggest problem. But they are just like these thousands and thousands of vampires that I kill each and every day. They know absolutely nothing. And I would have no problem chopping their balls off. It's like I chop a vampire's balls off week in and week. Hang on. I smell something. Blood. The blood of a smart mark. Sorry. But anyway, I'll be with you guys for the next few minutes. Let's go over some things that the internet wrestling community says. What do we have right here? Let's see. John Cena buries talent. Let me ask you guys something. How does John Cena bury talent? Last I checked, he does not bury anybody. Not to mention, speaking of the word buried, you guys know absolutely nothing about the term buried. You don't even know what it means to be buried. Buried would be me cutting off Deacon Frost's head. Buried would be me using sunlight to kill a vampire. Sorry, I needed my serum. Buried. Let me tell you guys this. If the WWE really wanted to bury somebody, they would have you jobbing out the guys down in OSPW. Not OSPW, excuse me. I'm thinking about Buffalo, the company that Chris introduced me to a long time ago and told me about. They are great. They're awesome. Some great guys that he met are there. But if the WWE really wanted to bury somebody, they would have you jobbing down the guys in FCW. Or just, there are so many other things they could do to you other than put you on TV. Putting you on TV is not burying you. Taking you off TV and having you competing on nothing but house shows to the point where the fans forget who you are, that's being buried. But anyway, I'm not going to say much. This is Chris's show, and I don't want to take it over. Chris, I got an assignment. I have to go. The world needs me. Things need killing.
Thanks, Blade. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed him, like I was saying. Let's go. Let's see. What do we have here today after these 2 weeks that you guys have had away from me, almost?
Oh, I gotta talk about this. Chris Hero getting canned. Chris Hero. I know what the IWC is saying right now. Oh, Triple H buried him. He can't stand anybody. Chris Hero can wrestle. Chris Hero is somebody that's awesome. He can't. He's somebody that WWE needs, and the WWE did him so wrong. No. What are we gonna do with you guys? Truth be told, Chris Hero did not get fucked over by the WWE. Chris Hero got fucked over by Chris Hero. You know why? It was a simple thing of the WWE simply asking him to get into shape. And did he want to do it? Did he want to do it? No, he did not want to do it. He chose to do what he wanted to do. And what happened? He got released for it. Now, I'm sorry, guys. I mean, would Chris Hero have been a big star? Possibly. You know, I'm not saying. I mean, the WWE gives everybody a fair chance, okay? They give every last person in their company a fair chance. You know, maybe they make some mistakes and fuck up a little bit here and there. You know, no wrestling company is perfect. Nobody's perfect. And I will never, ever call the WWE perfect because they are far from it. But Chris Hero was given a condition, a simple one at that. That was just simply get into shape. They told him, all you gotta do is get into shape. We'll have a place for you, and we'll have a place for you on our main roster. And did he want to? No. He wanted to do what Chris Hero wanted to do. And if you ask me, it's guys like him that end up wondering why he was not successful in the wrestling business or why he did not make it to the WWE. Brother, it was your own fault, okay? You were asked to do a simple thing. A simple thing, it was nothing. It wasn't anything that any other sports organization would not have asked any other athletes to do, okay? All you had to do was get yourself into shape. That's all they wanted from you. That's all they asked of you. And did you want to do it? No. So you know what happened? The WWE was like, okay. And not to mention, I don't know if this is true, but I hear you've got an ego problem anyway. So, really, tough shit for you. Okay, maybe you'll learn your lesson from this. You had a chance and you blew it. Nobody blew you out of the water. You blew yourself out of the water. Okay? So, IWC, Chris Hero did not get screwed by the WWE. Chris Hero got screwed by Chris Hero. Okay? He had a chance. He fucked it up. Move on. Get the fuck over it. It's not John Cena's fault. It's not Triple H's fault. It's not Stephanie's fault. It's not Vince McMahon's fault. It's not anybody else's fault, okay? It's nobody's fault but Chris Hero's fault, okay? So shut up and move on, you fucking morons. Anyway. I want to take some time to talk about a little bit about, not this year's WWE game, but last year's WWE game. I just purchased it today, you know, just to get caught up because, you know, video games are pretty expensive nowadays, so. WWE 13 is pretty awesome so far. I love this Attitude Era mode. I love playing, you know, as Shawn Michaels. I love, you know, reenacting the great storylines from that era. The golden era, as Smart Marks would call it. And I'm pretty sure this is going to be the golden video game. They're going to act like they acted like it was the best thing in the world. As a matter of fact, a lot of them did act like it was the best thing in the fucking world last year, didn't they? I'm not going to lie. I like the video game myself, okay? And I miss the Attitude Era. It was a great time for professional wrestling. It was the hottest time ever in professional wrestling. But the thing about that era... Sorry, I need to take a sip of my Coke. But the thing about that era is... I'm sorry, guys, but... Smart Mark logic, it was the best era in the world. Rational wrestling fan logic, it had a lot of great moments, but a lot of fucking fucked up moments. Like, Val Venus, the choppy choppy, the pee-pee. Mae Young giving birth to a hand. Mark Henry and the Transvestite, Naked Median. And this didn't necessarily happen in the Attitude Era, but I'm going to bring it up anyway as a prime fucking example of the stupid shit and the disgusting shit that the WWE did during that time, or sometime after that time. Triple H making love to a mannequin. The Katie Vick storyline with Kane and Triple H with a fucking dummy. And Triple H going to a funeral home supposedly in a funeral parlor. Stripping down naked in a thong, dressed like Kane, getting into the casket and making love to a dead mannequin, making love to a dead person, and at the end, acting is as if he getting the guts from her and saying as if he's and saying, "I screwed your brains out." Who the fuck? I would love to. I mean, with all due respect to you guys, WWE, I love y'all. I really do. And I respect everything that you guys do. And I understand your business. I understand that business has to come first. You know, I understand why Cena's on top. You guys know I understand the whole thing. I'm not going to complain too much. I have my little rants here and there. But for the most part, you guys do what you need to do to make your business stay afloat. But I would really love to know who the fuck wrote that bullshit. I really would love to. As a wrestling fan, that wasn't entertaining, guys. That was just fucked up. That was disgusting. But Smart Mark Logic, Smart Mark's probably tapping off that footage right now on YouTube, right now watching YouTube. I mean, watching Triple H.
Yeah, Triple H, screw her brains out. Yeah, screw her, screw that dead dummy. Oh, man, this is awesome television. This is awesome television, man. I'm fapping off to this right now. Yeah.
You guys get the point? Oh, man, I cracked myself up. Anyway, what do we have here? just going down. This picture, yes, why don't we just talk about the Attitude Era while we're at it right now? And some people say things were a lot better in the Attitude Era. A picture of Luna with Goldust wearing a bra-type thing with a thong and the look like, I guess, what the fuck is this, some form of S&M? Okay, scroll down, skip that, that's disgusting. Okay, anyway. So, you guys know about Survivor Series coming up, right? But the thing, for me, at least for me, it's on the very same night as the American Music Awards, so I'm going to be switching back and forth watching the show and then watching the American Music Awards because, you know, a lot of my favorite artists are performing that night, and I'm a huge music person. I'm very huge in my music. Anybody who knows me knows I'm very huge. I don't have no limits. I listen to every fucking body or everything in the fucking book. And so that's a big night for me as well as Survivor Series. But, what else do we have here? Gotta read this shit. The IWC Dumbass of the Day from November 7th. Jeremy Rawley. And I quote, "The numbers don't mean shit. I'm right. Cena has to turn heel. If I say he sucks as a face, he fucking sucks as a face. PG ruined him. It has no place in wrestling and never will. We don't want to see wrestlers pandering to little kids. We want hardcore violence, cuss words, boobs, and blade jobs would make the great Muda proud. We want TV14/MA back. Really? Well, let me tell you something, you stupid-ass son of a bitch. Let me say this. Cena cannot turn heel, okay? Maybe he should have been healed a long time ago, okay? Maybe his character is getting stale. You know, you might be right on that part. I can understand people's gripes with Cena. But the thing about it is Cena has to remain face because he draws money. They need him in that position, and they need him in that position as a babyface. Wrestling fans, anybody that's listening to this, whether it be my friend Angelica, my friend Alex, yes, I'm talking about you guys, and I'm saying your names because I love you guys, but you guys need to hear this. Whether it be Angelica, Alex, Rainey, how you doing, sweetie? Stephanie, who I work with. Who else? Debers. Who else do I have here? Because some of y'all probably think I don't look at y'all, but I do. Jacoby. Who else? Shadowcat. Andrew Greenway. All of you guys. John Cena is on top because he makes money, okay? The WWE, you know, probably, like I said, probably should have turned him heel a long time ago, okay? But the thing about that is, let me go back to what I say about wrestling fans. Number one, heels are not meant to be admired, okay? So I think you guys are forgetting about that part, okay? So I think you should probably go back and you know, dissect, you know, what
know the purposes of a heel is. You know, that's why I don't cheer heels, okay? Because I know what their role is, and I understand their role. And if I want to get them over as their characters, you boo the fucking shit out of them. That's how you tell them that they are doing a good job. Not cheering the living fuck out of them because you look like a smart mark, which I'm ragging the fuck on right now. And I hate smart marks. But back to this post that I'm addressing by Jeremy Raleigh, whatever the fuck this guy's name is. He sucks at a face. PG ruined him, really. PG has no place in wrestling. Well, let me tell you this, jackass. PG has been around wrestling longer than TV-14, okay? The TV-14 rating really didn't even hit SmackDown all that much back in the Attitude Era. It was mainly Raw. Actually, it was only Raw that was TV-14. SmackDown was still PG, okay? You don't need blood, guts, tits and ass, cuss words, booze, blade jobs, and all this other bullshit that you're ranting about, okay? And this part about we want hardcore violence, let me tell you something, motherfucker. There is no we, all right? You don't speak for me, all right? There's only one person that speaks for me, and that is me, okay? And anybody else that wants me to speak for them, I will gladly speak for them, but I will not speak for them without my permission. You don't represent me, okay? I don't like to be represented by some smart mark fuckwad who thinks he knows about the wrestling business and wants the agitator back and faps off to people getting busted open week in and night out each and every night, okay? I don't need to see that to have a good time watching the show. So my point about this is the WWE is PG for a reason. Not only the WWE, but pro wrestling in general has always been PG. I don't care what anybody told you. I don't care what you know, what you think you know, what you think you want to know, what the fuck ever. Pro wrestling has always been a PG family-friendly product. If you go back and you look, matter of fact, buy the Attitude Era DVD. It will tell it real good. If you go back and you look at some of that crap that they did back in the day, because I bought the Attitude Era DVD myself, you know, because I missed the Attitude Era. But I also understand what they were talking about on it, because they talked about not only the good, they talked about all the good things, but then they talked about all the bullshit. If you go back and you look at it, and you listen, and you see all that crazy shit they did, the Mae Young giving birth to a hand, the naked median, Goldust dressing up like some kind of silver stripper S&M sex pot, whatever the hell I just seen on here, with Luna. The choppy choppy, the PP with Kai and Tai and Val Venus. You go back and you look at all that crap, all that stupid crap that they did, it will make you want to puke. It's disgusting, dude. I mean, and oh, let's not forget this. The whole thing with Mark Henry and the tranny. Ugh, oh my gosh. That was disgust. That was revolting. And you're telling me you want this crap back? Because that's what you're saying. You want all this back. You must be smoking some serious reefer, dude. I want to know what you want. I want to know what you're smoking, because I want some of it. Okay, I did not want to see Mark Henry making love to a tranny, okay? I mean, the part where he goes, oh my gosh, you got a penis. That was disgusting. I mean, when I first seen that, I wanted to puke in the toilet. I can't watch that, dude. Especially not in today's day and age. Mick Foley even said on the DVD, they chased away sponsors. They were getting notes from USA telling them to stop doing what they were doing because it was too over the top and too sexual and too explicit. The little kids couldn't even watch it. Little kids' parents back in the Attitude Era probably didn't even allow them to watch that crap because it was too sexual. I got a little nephew, okay? I'm not sure if my sister would let him watch what they did back in the Attitude Era. I mean, I'm sure he's seen some of it because I got the DVD, but I'm not sure if I would probably even let him watch any of that stuff at the Attitude Era still been around today. Well, okay, well, maybe he can watch it if he wants to, but it's based at his own risk, okay? Because I can't guarantee that he's probably going to be puking in the toilet, too. But then again, he's probably too young to understand it. But then again, he's 10 years old, so he's pretty smart. Okay, you get what I'm saying? These young kids back in that time were not allowed to watch that crap. Mark Henry even said he wouldn't even let his young son or his young daughter, whatever he has right now, watch that crap. He said, okay, you go in the other room while I watch this. Yeah, he said it on the DVD. And once again, Mick Foley said they chased away sponsors because
And because of all the crap they were doing. And the WWE needs sponsors because that's how you get yourself out there. You got to get people to sponsor you. Now that the WWE is PG and family-friendly and back to what they originally did, because like I said, pro wrestling has been PG longer than it's been TV-14. They got all types of sponsors. They got video games. They got commercials. They got movies. They got magazines. They got little CDs that they have coming out. They got music. And like as you know, wrestling shows all over the place. They have nothing but straight revenue coming to them. That's what it's all about, revenue. Revenue. Hence the word business. What is the number one goal of business? Did I say that a few weeks ago? A business's number one goal is to make money. You got to remember that before you start complaining. I say that, how many times do I seriously have to say this to all you guys? Look at things from a rational, logical point of view and stop thinking like a fucking fan for 10 seconds and actually think about things and think, hey, why wouldn't the WWE want to bring back, why would the WWE not want to bring back the Attitude Era? Why would the WWE choose to erase Chris Benoit? And that brings me to my next thing. It's not really, as far as Chris Benoit goes, it's not really, you know, what he did. Okay, yeah, it is what he did. But it's not really his in-ring skills that are a thing right now that are the reason why, you know, the WWE has a problem with him. It's not that at all. The reason the WWE has chosen to distance himself from the Benoit name is simply because they are trying to ignore more negative media backlash from, you know, the American media. Did you see how many people were talking shit on the news networks after it had been made public that Chris Benoit had killed his wife, his son, and then himself? You have any idea? You know how hard it is for a normal company to be able to come back from something like that, but the WWE did it. You know, so if you guys really have any respect for the wrestling business at all, you will understand why the WWE cannot mention does not mention Chris Benoit's name on television. They simply just can't. Because the second they start associating themselves with that project, they will be set with that name, they will be setting themselves up for bashing, for twitching, for shit talking, for the whole American media train to throw all types of garbage at them. And the WWE does not want that. They got to maintain their image. They got to maintain the image if they want to continue to keep their business afloat. That's just the way it is. You guys may not want to hear it, but it's the truth. And I think I've talked about that enough. I'll talk about that some more maybe sometime if you guys want to hear it again. Let's talk about this. Kane. Let's see this. Whines for Kane to go back to being a serious heel. Whines when Kane goes back to being a serious heel. Really. So you guys got tired of the yes, 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 Kane, and the I'm going to Disneyland, Kane. I'm the tag team champions. I'm the tag team champions, Kane. You got tired of that. So Kane pulls off the mask, and he goes back to being a serious bad guy, just like you guys wanted. And what's the first fucking thing out of you guys' mouths? What the fuck is this shit? I want Kane to go back to being a serious heel. I didn't want Kane to pull off the goddamn mask. What the fuck is going on, man? I don't want to see this shit. I'm done watching the WWE. Fuck this, man. I'm going back to my pizza bagels and my pop tarts and my fucking soda. I don't need to watch this bullshit. 1 week later, yeah, this fucking shit sucks, man. I wish Kane would go back to being a fucking cool heel. No, heels are so fucking awesome. You know, heels are so fucking badass. They're so much better than baby faces. Man, I wish I could be a fucking heel in real life. God, I'm so fucking horny. Fucking heel shit is turning me the fuck on. I think I'll go fap off to it now in my fucking basement. Like I said, once again, man, any wrestler would tell you, I don't give a fuck who's listening to this, and I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a shit if I insult you. I gotta tell you the truth. The whole fucking purpose of a heel is to get you to dislike him. The reason you guys cheer is because you know it's just a show, which is kind of fucking disrespectful to them. I mean, there are people out there that think just because I boo Randy Orton, I hate him. Newsflash, stupid. I'm going along with the charade because I want wrestlers to respect me. Okay? I want to earn their respect. I want to show them that I am not a smartass. I'm not like other fans. I'm still willing to suspend my disbelief. All right? I don't give a shit who you guys are. I don't care if you're female or male. I'm unbiased. I'm logical. And I just tell it like it is. That's my whole point. But back to the purpose of a heel. The whole purpose of a heel, like I said, is to get somebody to hate them. There is nothing. I know some of you out there are saying, like, oh my man, I miss, you know, entertaining heels. I miss cool heels. Stupid. Heels are not supposed to be cool, and heels are not supposed to be, quote, entertaining, and they're not supposed to be, quote, hey, ladies, listen to this. They are not supposed to be sexy. Okay? If anything, back in Australia, when I saw some lady in front row asking CM Punk for his T-shirt, begging CM Punk for his T-shirt, he acted like he was going to throw it to her, threw it right to the ground, and then gave her the Australian middle finger. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, I laughed my ass off at that. I'm like, yep. Yep. That was beautiful. And the reason I laughed my ass off at that is because, yeah, he finally got your ass to hate him. And I know some of you are probably listening to this like, oh, I buy a fucking ticket. I can cheer whoever I want to. I can cheer whoever I want. Shut the fuck up. Stop using that as an excuse, all right? And just fucking listen to me. Pull your heads out of your asses. Pick those dingleberries out of your ass crack. Stop chewing on your fingernails and shut up and just listen to the voice of logic for once, okay? Pull your dumb little ass out of your head. Pull your dumb little head out of your ass and just listen, okay? There's nothing wrong with liking heels, okay? Me, as I'm a logical person, I'm unbiased. I don't give a shit if you're heel or face, all right? Excuse my scratching the mic. But there's nothing wrong with liking, you know, heels, okay? That's fine. But the thing about that is, you think just because you cheer them, that shows them that you love them. And I'm sure that they appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure that they appreciate it. But I'm sure they would appreciate it once much more if you just gave them the heat that they're trying to get from you. You following what I'm saying? Yeah, you guys probably aren't following me what you're saying because you probably just go to one ear now the other because your fucking fans are stupid anyway, so fuck. Now, I'm not talking about all the fans. I'm talking about those assholes, those dumbasses, those Cena haters, those I boo faces and cheer heels. Those types of fucking people that I can't handle. Those are the types of people that are the idiots. You get what I mean? But in conclusion, guys, this has been a great show. I'm glad to be finally back on radio. Thank you to R-Trail for, you know, getting this set back up so I can come back on radio for you guys to entertain my fans and the haters. Piss on y'all. Now, I have a day off from work tomorrow. I'm going to sit back, relax, and enjoy this WWE 13 video game. I want to thank every last one of y'all for listening to me. I love y'all. And if you guys got anything you want me to talk about, message it to me on Facebook. I'm Chris Fleming, C-H-R-I-S, Fleming, F-L-E-M-I-N-G. Message it to me on Facebook. And I'll also give you my Twitter name later so you can tweet it to me on Facebook. I mean, Twitter. I'm sorry, guys. I'm moving a little too fast. Please forgive me. But I got the Justin Timberlake concert, 2020 Experience World Tour Monday. That's going to be exciting. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be one of my biggest concerts of my life. Justin Timberlake has always been one of my favorite performers since NSYNC. So thanks, y'all. And, man, I love y'all. And in this closing, this is Chris Fleming, the host of the Smarts List, saying peace out in, well, I'll see y'all on the flip side. Thank y'all. Peace.